Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Heart and Soul. Tonight is going to be a very special night. We have a wonderful guest that's going to be, in a sense, running the show and really holding the space for healing. And that's what really that we had talked about, is that if we have the tools and we can connect to spirit, then we can really get to the real root and the patterns that could be causing us some of the problems. And to me, that is uncovering many lifetimes, belief systems, things that really get in the way of us having this amazingly divine life. So when I first met Zoe, she had done a reading for me, and I had asked her a question about 7 months ago, when am I going to sell my condo? And of course, I wanted to sell it tomorrow, but she said April. And wouldn't you know, there it was. Now it is in April, and we just closed. And I remembered her, and I wanted to get in touch with her. So I asked Spirit, you know, I have to tell her, I have to thank her. So I found her, and I emailed her, and I asked her if she would be on my show. And we started to talk about Spirit and, you know, kind of setting a place and a stage and a whole theme of shows that could help us manifest what we need and kind of unblock some of the things that are in the way. So our first series was last Tuesday, and if you missed it, you can always go back in the archives, and this show as well. It's a good archive show because we're going to have a nice meditation that you can listen to. And I welcome any callers to call in and to be a part of the show and to bring your questions that are difficulties that you're having so that Zoe can help you with it. So I'm going to introduce Zoe. And hi, Zoe. How are you tonight?
Very good, Patty. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Very excited. Really, I feel like last show was such a inspiring show, and I've been getting such great reviews on the series. So I'm really excited for everyone listening, and I really want everyone to share it with their friends and let it go viral, because this is what we're here to do, is to open up the doorways so that everybody can have a better and more connected life. So I'm going to give the show over, and Zoe's going to start the meditation, and we'll go from there.
Beautiful. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight. Last week, we did the same thing, the introduction and now the meditation. Meditating is a beautiful thing to do. It doesn't need to be miles-long or a day-long process. It can be rather quick. And when I work with people, one of the first things that we do is to do something meditative. Even if it's just talking softly, helping a person to get into the zone. So with this meditation, we're going to, first of all, we're going to take a deep breath. So everyone take a deep breath in and blow it out. Take another deep breath in and blow it out. So with your eyes closed, I want you to gently feel yourself in the chair that you're sitting in. Or if you're sitting on the floor or laying on the bed, just relax. Just allow your body to start to melt into itself. And tonight, we're going to take a magic carpet ride. So right now, imagine your most favorite color in the whole wide world. Whatever that color might be, imagine that color underneath you as a beautiful magic carpet. And so now, as you're relaxing on this color, whatever color you've chosen, know that that was for a very good reason, very special reason. Relax on your carpet. Become a part of your carpet. And now we're going to take a little ride. So with your eyes closed, allow yourself to start floating. And we're on our magic carpet. We're going to float up and out of this room. The ceiling naturally opens and up into the sky as we go. And we're going to follow like we did last time. We're going to go up through the bright lights of the Earth's orbit, the Earth's wonderful sound waves out here. We're going through the clouds. We're rising up higher and higher and higher. And as we look down at the Earth, it looks smaller and smaller. It looks like a postage stamp. And it feels so freeing. And now we're leaving the Earth's atmosphere and we're entering the darker place. We're entering space now. And it's pretty dark out here, but there's all these beautiful, beautiful twinkling lights. These twinkling lights are stars. So as you're floating up, feel yourself surrounded with love. This love is from Creator, Source, God, whoever it is you pray to. Feel and see yourself surrounded with a pink cloud of compassion, a pink blanket. And as you do this, your body begins to respond. Your body is feeling the love tingling throughout every cell. So as we're on this carpet and we're out here in the darkness of all the stars are out, the stars are just glittering and glowing. Allow yourself to be pulled to the star that has your name on it, the star that has your energy. Feel the gravitational pull of that. Feel the energy drawing you near. And the closer you get, the brighter it gets. Yet it's not blinding and it's not overpowering. It's almost as if both you and the star are of equal energies. Right now, feel the vibration and the resonance of this star. And as you're noticing the beautiful twinkling of this star, you see someone begin to walk out of this star. And you look again, and the person walking out of the star is you. This is you. This is you from an earlier place and time in your life. This is one of your inner children. Invite your inner child to come over and sit next to you on your carpet. This is your inner child. Ask your inner child, how old are you? The age that your child tells you is the age that needs a lot of healing and a lot of love. And as you sit there with your inner child, you allow the child, your child, to talk with you about what it was like at this age, the happy times, the joyous times, as well as the pain and the sorrow, all of it. And for every word that your inner child speaks, you notice that this blanket of love around you is growing and it's expanding. It's including your inner child right now. And as you encourage your inner child to continue talking and to share, especially about the hurt and the pain, what happened, what went on for you at this place and time. Were you 8 years old? Were you 10? Were you perhaps 2 years old, 3 years old? Whatever the pain was, Listen to your inner child. Allow this information to surface right now. Know that you are safe here. Know that Creator is here with you. Source is here. God, whoever you pray to, whoever you talk to, they are here as well. Your guides are here as well. All of your special spirit guides, they're all here. They're all present. They want to be here for you. They are here for you. As they encircle you, they are helping to support this blanket of love around you. What we are doing here, we are healing. We're asking and inviting Creator to come in to heal this relationship. This is a very special relationship with you, with a very special place and time, with a very special place where this particular aspect of yourself has needed healing for a long time. And it's needed the healing that has already taken place right now. For your inner child has been waiting for this day to reconnect with you, to reestablish this beautiful, wonderful relationship that he or she has yearned to have with you all of your life. And know that right now everything is on time and in divine time. And this is the exact time for you and your inner child to heal right now. As you spend this special time with your inner child, the memories come up, happy, sad, shocking, joyous, whatever the emotions are, allow those feelings to come forth right now. Allow all these emotions to come forward as each one is asking to be healed and then released. So as your inner child is facilitating this work for you, you find that you're doing the same thing in tandem with this special age of this special inner child of yours, the special inner child called you. This is you. And the longer that we are here on this beautiful magic carpet, and the longer that we spend with our inner child, we know that everything's going to be okay. We know that there was a purpose and a reason for reconnecting with this special part of ourselves, this special aspect of ourselves, this thing called relationship. For this is where relationships begin. They begin within us, within our soul, within our divine beingness. Beingness, be. How many people have a hard time sitting in a chair and just being? It's not easy. Yet as we sit here on our magic carpet with our inner child, we notice that our inner child is slowly, gently fading and almost turns into a misty fog. And we know that with this happening, that the healing has now taken place for this part of ourselves, for this aspect of ourselves. And as we look up and we look back towards the star, we see this beautiful white mist sort of floating away from us, floating back to the star. And now we notice how more brightly this star is glimmering. For this part of ourselves has now been healed. And this star is shining brighter than before. As we take note of all of this, we feel that beautiful pink cloud of compassion, this beautiful blanket of love. We feel that surrounding us. And as we know we have received this healing, all of us out here listening, we're all meeting together and making a big circle up here under the stars. And everyone comes in and we all hold hands. For this is an aspect of our interconnectedness. We are the divine. We are the I Am presence. And as we connect and we are holding hands, we feel this energy surging to the left and to the right. We know that we are all connected, that we choose to come here to planet Earth to heal, to expand, to learn, to grow, to revisit things we haven't quite figured out yet, to learn those things we know nothing about. And in particular, the special thing called relationship. And as we're out here under the stars and we're all holding hands, creating this beautiful, huge, huge, huge circle, it's a circle of love. This, my friends, we are now all in a relationship with each other. This is humanity. This is the divine. And as we're out here holding hands, we feel this energy. We all have our blankets of love surrounding us. We are all surrounded with the pink cloud of compassion. And the more we relax, because we now feel this oneness, we feel this I Am presence. We feel this aspect of our inner selves, this beautiful inner child. We feel the healing that's already taken place, and it is done, and it is complete. Now that we are in this space and we know that this has all taken place, we're going to gently release hands, and we're going to gently come back. We're going to come back to planet Earth. We're coming back through the Earth's atmosphere, back through the clouds, and back into this room. We're gently coming back into our bodies right now. Whether we're sitting or laying down, it doesn't matter. We are now back in our bodies. And everyone start wiggling your fingers and toes. Gently make sure you're back, that you're here. And again, everyone take a deep breath. Deep breath in. Here we go. And blow it out. Take another deep breath in. And blow it out. And now, gently open your eyes. And welcome back to you. And here we are. Again, as Patty shared, tonight's topic, we're talking about relationships. And we're not just talking about romantic relationships or romantic partnerships. We're talking about friendships, acquaintances, work relationships, family relationships, all these dynamics with this thing called other people. And we know how that can feel. It just brings about so many different emotions. Happy, sad, anger, hurt, pain, love, over the moon and back. There's so many descriptions of what this feels like. And the number one person that is generally overlooked in any relationship, pretty much in all relationships, is you. Yes, you. We have a tendency to put ourselves second. We have this tendency to think, ooh, they look good. What can I do to get their attention? What kind of What kind of little something something? What kind of little surprise? Chocolate chip cookies. What can happen here that that person will like me? What can I make them do so that they will like me? It's this ongoing game, and the more experience we gain with this, and we cannot say age, it has nothing to do with age. It has everything to do with experiences. The more experiences we gain from these relationships, hopefully we're learning something. We don't always want to learn. So many times our ego gets involved, our ego starts hurting, and then it's like, forget it, we just want to check out of what any and all definitions mean of relationship. We have to remember that we come first in the relationships. We have to remember that we've got to take care of ourselves first. What happens in relationships a lot of times, again, whether romantic or work or otherwise, is that the person, you, don't like yourself. Many people enter relationships already not liking themselves. And relationships are entered with one person having their own expectations, conclusions. This is how it's supposed to go. This is how it's going to be. This is how I saw Aunt Mary and Uncle Bob's relationship go. And I want that relationship, or I don't want that relationship. We are quick and easy to hand over our power and say, here, now you need to make me happy. I think you look nice, so here, let's go. Or, gosh, that friend, that person would make a great friend because they know how to do blank. Okay, person, you're my friend. Here we go. And then there's a price to pay. So many times we run into this. The habits, the patterns. There's so many patterns of unworthiness, unhappiness, unforgiveness, fear of abandonment. The number one energy that I have seen and witnessed with relationship issues is unworthiness. We don't feel worthy enough. We have someone in front of us, or we want to flirt, or we want to have a friend, or we want to just get along with that person at work that's kind of not so friendly. And we usually think about, okay, what kind of hoop can I jump through to get their attention? What can I do to make them do what it is that I want to do? Is that really what it's about? It's one thing to say, no, that's not what it's about. It's another to not have on your thinking cap and to just react and go out and see what happens without considering consequences here. What I have seen energetically also is people, a person wanting to assume that another individual can read their minds. They will know exactly what it is that needs to be fixed or healed or done so that peace can be had for one and all. In other words, the expectations, these false expectations. For those who perhaps had been married for a long time and then divorced after many, many years and then feel like you can't get back on the horse again, a comfort level was gained. Power was handed over to another person. And after some time, sometimes what happens is that a person defines themselves by what the other person thinks. But it still comes down, back down to one thing, which is you. Who are you? We are light and love. We are meant to be here to have light and love. Do we visit our inner child? This is yet another energetic pattern that I come across, particularly with the theta healing. What age of our inner child feels rejected by love, feels rejected by a parent, maybe even the parent of the same sex that we are trying to attract or trying to be friends with, whatever the case might be. That inner child still holds on to the hurt and pain to make sure that they get validated, that they are not worthy of love, that they are not worthy of loving another person. What the Theta Healing can do to help clear this up is to, first of all, help shift your energies. Help shift the energies. We go in and we visit your belief system. What is going on here? What is the belief or the belief in the belief that you are not worthy of loving or to be loved? Theta Healing heals through Creator or Source or God, whoever it is that you believe in. Theta Healing specifically teaches that we heal through Creator. Theta Healing can do physical body healing, DNA restructuring. It can help find soulmates. And it can also help to shift the belief system, pulling a belief that no longer serves, and asking Creator to download the direct positive polar opposite so that you may feel more supported, that you will know how to and what it feels like to have love and to be love and to create love in your world and to do so on a day-to-day basis. In my background, in my training, I am a certified Theta Healer with the DNA restructuring, and I'm also a certified Theta Healer in soulmate relationships. And that can be very detailed. Trust me on that one. When it comes down to the nature of relationships, it has so much to do with you reviewing your habits, reviewing your patterns. What are the common denominators here that can be cleaned and cleared out and that we can bring in the direct positive polar opposite? This is part of what can be done with the Theta Healing, with healing. I also am a certified prana healer and a spiritual response therapist. The prana healing works with the energy centers of the body. The spiritual response therapy helps to specifically identify patterns of all kinds. It works very well with Theta Healing. Very specific. I call it splitting hairs. I also have trained with two different physical phenomena mediums. I currently am a healer that travels with a team. We're getting ready to go to Anchorage, Alaska next week. We'll be in Maui this September. And the purpose and intent of the healing always, whether it's Theta Healing, whatever label we want to put on it, it's for the highest and best of the individual. It's for the highest and best of the situation. It's for the highest and best of healing. This type of healing doesn't approach things from the negative, so to speak. This type of healing, Theta Healing, helps to identify belief systems, patterns of the belief systems, identifying the root cause of where they come from, and then asking for Creator to step in now and to pull it, clear it, do whatever is necessary, and facilitate that change. So it's pretty amazing stuff, and I'm excited to share more with everybody. And at the end of the show, you will get my contact information, and Patty will give it to you as well. So with that being said, Patty, I think, if you think so, we might be ready for some callers.
That sounds great. You know, this is so wonderful because I think if you can come in with just one question or a situation that seems to continually happen within relationships, that would be really powerful because you're pinpointing a certain pattern. And so I ask if you have a question to kind of say, you know, to Zoe, this is what's been going on, and so she can hear you a little bit about it. So I'm going to take the caller, 917. You are on Heart and Soul. Let me just see who's calling.
Hi.
You are on Heart and Soul, and I'm going to turn you over to Zoe.
Okay.
And what is your name?
My name is Anna.
Anna?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Zoe.
Hello.
So, with me, what's been going on is that I'm having a hard time being in an intimate relationship when I attract a man. A lot of things get triggered in me, and then I just push the man away and then pull him back in. And then the guy becomes disinterested in me. And now I think I'm a little bit scared of attracting another man and doing the same thing, but also feeling incredibly sensitive and scared to have someone near me for some reason that's really not very conscious to me, because I think in my heart I desire to be with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And when the guy comes, then I take him for granted and I don't act very nice. And I think that he'll stay even if I don't act nice. It's very complicated for me, and it's getting harder because I'm attracting more men that I like and I'm attracted to. It's more of what I like.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now I need to work on myself, what's blocking me from just continuing and giving someone a chance and getting to know them. And but all of the time I'm getting so super triggered by a small thing they could say, it will just turn me on and into thinking they don't want me or they don't like me. You know, that's the whole thing, is about they don't like me or they don't want me, and then that's what happens. I'm creating the whole thing myself.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny to me right now. I mean, it's funny, but it's very difficult in the situation.
Yes, it is. So, okay, are you ready for some information?
I am.
Okay. So, Anna, first of all, when you first started talking, and this would go for anyone else out there who may be listening and this story may resonate with them as well. In cases of intimacy and fear of intimacy, what we're talking about is a safety issue whereby you, Anna, are not feeling safe within your own self. You're not feeling safe in your skin. And what I am getting and have muscle tested for you is your inner child of age 3. Not sure which side the parental issue was with, but this is going back to an earlier place and time in your life that involved the energies of fear and rejection. And so what's playing out now at this space and time in your life, in your world, is that your 3-year-old is trying to protect you and saying, okay, Anna, oh, yeah, he's cute. Oh, no, Anna, no, 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 no. And what's happening is the rejection. So in the way that you are, you can only get so far with these guys, and then it's like, oh, well, I'm going to be mean. What you're doing is you're looking for validation that you're not worthy. You are rejecting yourself so that these people will reject you. And then, therefore, it gives you a weird sense of empowerment, a weird sense of entitlement of, yeah, this is true still. This is my truth. I am not worthy. I will continue to reject myself. But hey, you know, the fight's over now. Let's have some peace. And then you have a weird peacefulness afterwards. So understand, number one, your age 3 inner child has been trying to protect you this whole time. And now you are Anna, the adult woman, who is simply in search of an intimate relationship that could go to, you know, whatever you want to take it to. So the three-year-old is not understanding this. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
And so this comes back to what we talked about in the beginning, which is relationships start within us first. So this is a part of the relationship within you that is needing the healing right now. This is not a one-hit wonder. But let's talk to your inner child of age 3 right now. And would you like to know how to and what it feels like to feel safe in your skin?
Yes.
Through Creator. Okay, so let's do that. And then also through Creator, we're going to ask Creator to separate out the energies of your mother and your father from that age of 3 and to release and send back their energies to Creator and have their energies transmuted to love and light. Now we're going to ask Creator to download to you how to and what it feels like to be age 3 and to feel safe and to have joy and to feel secure through Creator. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, so that's being done right now. And finally, let's see. Would you like to know how to and what it feels like to accept yourself as whole and complete for who you are as you are, all for your highest and best, your Creator?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. We're also talking about allowing, the art of allowance. Would you like to know how to and what it feels like to allow yourself to feel love and to have your inner 3-year-old educated that she is safe to allow the adult Anna to proceed forward, and that the adult Anna knows exactly how to and what it feels like to not only attract a mate but to feel safe because she already feels safe in her own skin through Creator? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Alrighty, that's still going.
I feel like what's coming from the left side of me is that the projection of he doesn't like me. When I like someone, I think that he doesn't like me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm already like scared.
And to help you understand, the left side of the body is the female side of the body, which then would also tell me that some of the issues in childhood that you had go back to your mother. Okay?
Okay.
Whatever the energies were, whatever was going on at that place and time, first of all, we're going to invite Creator to come in and to release those energies. And whatever energies that belong to your mother that you absorbed, we're going to ask Creator to separate those out right now, release them, transmute them to love and light. And again, we're going to ask Creator to download. Yes.
I think that my dad didn't treat my mom so well, so I think my mom thought that he didn't like her or something.
Right. And so with your mother feeling rejected and feeling the way that she did, these energies were absorbed by you at that particular age, with what's coming out tonight is age 3. So whether you consciously remember that or not, it's the energies in the belief system that had been absorbed.
But this is not an unusual thing. I just constantly absorb this stuff from people, and then I take it personally. So it comes down to the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's my latest
discovery about myself. Which is a pattern.
Yeah, this is a pattern. Has shut everybody else off.
Right. And so one way to break the pattern is to decide that you are ready to release this pattern.
Yes.
Number one.
Doesn't belong to
me. It's not yours. And number two, to begin allowing yourself to accept yourself for who you are as you are. And
yes.
to begin to change that pattern. Okay, so let's go ahead and invite Creator to download to you all knowledge, wisdom, skills, understanding, everything that you need to know regarding this right now, all through Creator, and that it is being downloaded now to your molecular structure. Okay, and so understand that healing, we talked about this last week, healing is a choice. And so it will be up to you to make that choice. And I know you have on a soul level. Right now, you know, it's more in your head where it's the ego mind fighting with the energy of fear. And so it will be important to think about love. Think about the meditation we did at the beginning of the hour. Surrounding yourself with love, surrounding yourself with a pink cloud of compassion. Love is the strongest energy on the planet. Invite Creator, Source, whoever it is you pray to please come in and surround you with love. And that will also help to shift your energies as well.
Yes.
Okay, so let's do that. And know that you are deserving of love and that you are deserving of joy.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Patty, did you have anything that you would like to add to that?
You know, well, while she was talking, I just felt like I saw a lot of little energy cysts around her, you know.
Mm.
And that was interesting. So it could have come in with you as well in a past life, some of that gut feeling of unworthiness. So it could be deep, and I would look at those, like in your meditations, ask to scan your energy field when you go into that trance-like place and see if you can see any of these little black or they're little dark, like dark spots, and ask Creator to come in and kind of vacuum away your etheric body so that it will be easier for you to actually get to that higher space. Sometimes these are some of the things that are clouding our own light. So just go in the right side, go in the left, go in front of you in the back, and just take your time from head to toe and see what you see. And then when you see something that doesn't feel right or you have a sensation in your body, just pull it out and give it to Creator. I mean, if you were working with me, I would actually go in and ask if this is a person has a name or how long it's been there. I would do a little more work and more information for you. But you can easily bring it out and bring what it is you feel around you to Source and to Creator to take away. So try that. I know that will help this process. And in a sense, if you do that within that daily meditation, it's even more clearing for you. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Anna. And would you like to continue to listen? Because I can
yes.
just put you on mute. Okay. Thank you for calling, Anna. Okay. We're going to take the 806 number. Thanks for waiting. And who are we talking to? Hold a sec. Go. And who are we talking to?
It's Sherry. How are you?
Hi, Sherry. So happy that you called. I'll turn you over to Zoe.
Hey, Zoe. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome, Sherry. How can I help you tonight?
Want to see if you can tap into my energy and see if I'm on the right track on something. I suspect that I released a really toxic relationship this year, and a lot of things have been kind of being released this year. By design, and some of it not by my design. It's just fallen away. But wondering, was that the final clearing or final hurdle that I needed to go through to bring in someone of my own?
I'm looking at that, Sherry, so I apologize if I'm too quiet. I'm really here.
Oh, no, it's okay. I appreciate it.
So I'm asking Creator to show me. And This, for number one, this was one of the most healing things you've ever done for yourself. Okay?
Yeah.
But because you came to a personal resolve of, I, Sherry, am tired of this habit, these patterns. And when this ending took place, it was not, it didn't involve just you reacting. It involved you making this decision of, okay, this is it, no more. So that's the upside of it. The backside of this is, where within you did this habit begin? Okay? This is what would need to be cleared. So while I'm looking at this right now, there is a past life of yours that goes back to Roman times.
Okay.
And this has to do, golly, I don't know if you recall in history, but the chambers where they would like stretch people and do these yuck things to people, these very inhumane actions. So you were in that particular area for a little while, and you were not the one doing the stretching. You were the one being stretched or being whatever, having. So you were suffering. And there was a lot of suffering that went on. There also was a lot of anger that was building. And in that lifetime, and it was during the Roman times, you did eventually pass away in this, you know, little tiny cavern area. It was like horribly claustrophobic, and it wouldn't surprise me if in this lifetime you are claustrophobic or have been. But the anger, the actions that took place back then is what carried over into this lifetime. So I would then ask you, would you like to know how to and what it feels like to release that root lifetime, that root past lifetime, to release the anger from your entire molecular structure, your DNA, RNA, ENA, your ancestral line? Would you like to have that done right now through Creator? Let's do that.
I would love that, actually.
Okay, so that's taking place because this is part one of what happened when you released this toxic relationship. So if you think of that past life, you were basically finally kicking someone to the curb or flipping them the bird, whatever it was that you felt you like you needed to do. So that was a finalization of that particular cycle, shall we say. However, there's still a little bit more tweaking that needs to be done. So with your permission, let's go through Creator and ask Creator to pull your belief in the belief in the belief that suffering equals love, that suffering is love. We're going to ask Creator to pull that from your entire molecular structure. And then we're going to invite Creator to download Creator's version of love, Creator's definition, what it is, what it means, what it feels like, and how to experience this on a day-to-day basis, safely, gently, with ease and grace. Would you like all of that through Creator?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do that. And I need you to take a deep breath in, please. And then blow it out. That's part of the recalibration process for that's taking place with you right now. I still see one more thing. In most relationships, the unworthiness factor, again, I see this energetically as probably the number one, one of the number one forerunners of relationship issues and problems, along with the two people rejecting themselves, so then that they end up rejecting each other. So it's really quite an interesting dynamic that takes place. So let's ask Creator to clear this, release this, and dissolve this, the unworthiness, to pull the belief in the belief in the belief that you have that keeps supporting this. And we're inviting Creator to come in and resolve this matter by downloading to you the direct positive polar opposite, that you are worthy, you are loving, you are deserving, and that it is all your choice, all through Creator. Is that okay?
That is okay.
Okay. And so now, Sherry, what I see for you is, in the end, you may want to think about, if you haven't already done this, have your own type of special ceremony. What is it that you feel like you need to do for you? Are there statements of stuff that you're still holding on to? Whatever mental stuff you have going on with regards to this person, regards to not just releasing them, but whatever negativity thoughts may be still floating through your head, you will want to write those down on a piece of paper. I usually suggest that people do that, and then when they feel like they've completed their list, now, safely, in a safe area, light a match to this.
Okay.
Light a match and let it fall in a bucket of water or whatever. And now I do want to point something out. For every person that has experienced negativity in their relationship, where it has pushed them, just like it has with you, understand that when you feel ready to thank the universe for this, because it helps to bring clarity, it helps to bring you to the point to decide, you know what, I need to establish a stronger relationship with me first.
Right.
Anyway, there's lessons, and it doesn't sound like the right thing to say, but there is learning that has taken place. And
oh,
as difficult as it is, and as hard as it is, thank the universe, thank Creator, whoever you pray to. Thank them for that experience, because now you do know that you can see more clearly, that you can forgive yourself, that it is possible to forgive yourself. And folks, that's another common thread in general with relationships that don't work, is the lack of forgiveness of self. We beat ourselves up because we got into these relationships, and then we say, well, yeah, we learned something, but why did I do that? Oh, my gosh. We wear that out, and we don't need to do that. We need to think about forgiving ourselves. You know, number one, we learn something from it. Number two, forgive yourself, forgive the person, and move on. Time doesn't wait for anybody, okay?
Right.
Yeah. How are you feeling, Sherry?
I feel mm-hmm. better, and the relationship was with a female friend, and there were lessons, and it's just that I mm-hmm. still get a little triggered when I see her,
sure.
because she's still talking about me pretty bad. She's not one of those narcissistic people where she smiles in your face, but really she goes and talks about how much weight you gained or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, just really nasty.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the very best things you can do in situations like this is to ask Creator to send them love. To
yeah.
send them love, because that helps to free you, and that helps you to detach from that situation too.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was so toxic that it was actually cutting off other good things in my life, and that was part of the reason why I said, you know, no more.
Right, right. And that's okay. It helped to bring you full circle. It helped to bring you to your own full realization.
Yeah,
of
it did.
What's really going on here. Mm-hmm. Yes, and love, again, is the strongest energy on the planet. And folks, once again, when you're healing from a relationship, ask Creator to send that person love and yourself. And that will simply help you to move on.
I appreciate it.
Okay?
Yep.
Thank you, Sherry,
beautiful.
For calling. And if you'd like to keep listening, I can put you on mute too, okay?
Oh, yes, I will. I'll keep, and I
all
appreciate
right, Sherry.
You both.
Thank you so much. You know, that's so interesting, because relationships with women can be actually more devastating when they don't work out than the opposite sex, because, you know, women, we really do trust our friendships. You know, I think
too.
even easier we give over our secrets and our trust. And when that turns around and doesn't work out, it really is very devastating to the spirit. And I think that we all retrieve, you know, we find ourselves pulled back in again, not knowing, you know, how we did it, how we didn't see these things about the person or whatever. But everything is a lesson and a teaching. And if we can just turn it to that thankful place that Creator showed you now, before even more time and more trust came into it, then you can say, well, thank you for that. I did need to learn to be more particular, be more mm-hmm. choosy, and to actually, I always say, you know, when you meet somebody who's in your tribe, it's
yes.
definitely a feeling, and you bring it in, and there is no fear. You know, it's not from the ego, it's not from anything, but it's a real feeling that this person I can trust. And usually I think that you have to have a reason for that to be. They're, you know, they're spiritually connected to something that you believe. I mean, real deep connections are usually plugged in at that soul level. And a lot of times I think that's what we get into. We meet new people and we want to be friends and we want to be open. And then we realize, you know, I can be more discerning. I can be more discerning, and if it doesn't feel right, I can say, well, thank you for, I enjoyed our meeting, and blessings. You know, it's an art to know how to break up with someone. And I, you know, mm-hmm. it really is without getting devastated. You know, I remember one therapist said, you should never break up when your hand is on the door. You should only break up when your hand is on your heart. And I just really feel that. When you have love in your heart, you're in your power, you're in your gratitude, and it's easy at that point to release them. So I think our first inclination is to run or to open the door and, you know, I'm out of here kind of thing. But it's not the time. You should stay long enough to see the teaching and then decide for what's best for your spirit, you know. So anyway, I love that question because I think that it's important for everyone to see that, you know, being hurt in relationship is why we get smaller and more protected, and the pattern doesn't go away. It actually gets stronger because we haven't brought it to the light. So thank you for that question, Sherry. I so appreciate it. I'm going to take a 252 number, and you are in Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Hello.
Hi, who are we talking to?
Hi, my name is Melva.
Hi, Melva. And now I'm going to turn you over to Zoe.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Hi, Melva.
Hey. Well,
how can we help you?
Can I have a general, or can you tell me anything about my next relationship, or am I cleaned up from my last relationship so I can move forward with the next relationship? I don't know. Whatever you're picking up, I'm fine with.
Okay. Let's see here. I think it's important, you know, when relationships end and we feel like we've worked through it, and we usually know that there's still maybe some reconnaissance work to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So with you, Melva, I'm still getting pictures here. I'm just getting different pictures. So one picture that I keep seeing is like, you know, when a building implodes and it leaves this guy, you know, gigantuous cloud of dust from
mm-hmm.
crashing. This is what part of what I'm seeing from your last relationship. So does that resonate with you, first of all?
Yeah.
Energy-wise. Yeah, because it's like it was a big explosion, and it was, it didn't feel, doesn't feel like it was a peaceful, you know, I'll go my way and you go your way. It doesn't feel like that. It was, had a lot more of an energetic charge to it. Okay. It felt, it feels like it was rather dramatic. So my question to you would be, within that picture, if you were to name one thing as part of your habit pattern, what would that be? What would be a common denominator, not just with that relationship, but maybe with the previous one, if there was one, or a common denominator just for your emotions?
I think usually I get, men are attracted to me when I'm at my lowest point. They don't like me when I'm at my highest. But they're attracted to me, which is crazy. They're actually attracted to me when I'm at my lowest. So, but at that point, I don't even need a man. So, you know. So.
That's interesting. So when your energies are low and life has not been good, or you're just in a low point, that's when men are drawn to you.
Right.
Is that right? Okay.
Right.
So some of that energy, and I think you would already know this or figure this out, is running the damsel in distress energy. For you, you wouldn't see it that way, and I know you don't see it that way, but it's almost like a victim thing. So it's like the damsel is in distress, so the men come running, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me save her. No, let me save her. No, it's my turn. Okay, so what we do, especially with the theta healing, is look at what is going on with your belief system and what happened at whatever point in time. When we look at past lives, usually someone hurt somebody, or usually someone killed somebody for the biggest cookie in the cookie jar. So with you, with this, with the upset of that breakup and the damsel in distress pattern, because that's what's going on here, what this boils down to, and I'm just peeling back layers here. So the damsel in distress is now going to a safety issue, which goes back to a special or certain place and time in this lifetime regarding your inner child not feeling safe. So in reviewing that, for you, going back to the ages of your inner child, we can go back. We can go way back, okay? So, with your permission, first and foremost, let's invite Creator in and send love to all of the ages of all of your inner children right now, and to clear all the negative energies from your entire molecular structure through Creator. Is that okay?
Yes.
So first and foremost, that's being done right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this runs very deep for you. I'm also going to ask Creator to clear and release any all psychic hooks, contracts, oaths, vows, chains, binds, etheric lines, heart vows, obligations regarding this belief and the belief in the belief that being a damsel in distress equals love. And we're going to invite Creator to then come in and download to you the direct positive polar opposite, so that you know how to and what it feels like to feel whole and complete within your body as the adult Melba, and that you feel safe in your body through Creator. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And understand, this healing is necessary so that you can be a more balanced Melva. Because again, all of our relationships come back to who? Comes back to us, your relationship with you. So I'd like to invite Creator to come back in and again educate your inner children that the adult Melva is now in charge, and that she knows how to and what it feels like to be a woman to feel safe in her skin, and that you, the adult Melva, have the best interest for all of your inner children, and that they are now safe and free to go play and do whatever it is that they want, because the adult Melva is now in charge through Creator. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do that. And then it really does feel like, to me, with the damsel in distress, it's almost like the backside of a Cinderella story where you're waiting for
Mommy.
Prince Charming.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's me.
So we have the damsel in distress and Cinderella all wrapped up in one. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
So regarding that, let's see here. I'm hearing. Okay, so let's ask Creator to show you how to, and what it feels like to share in an equal exchange of energy regarding attracting the right and perfect person for you through Creator. Is that okay?
Yes.
Because, you know, it takes work on both sides, yes, and it takes energies on both sides, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you're funny, you're cute, because you're showing me a picture of yourself sitting up in the bleachers at the Kentucky Derby, you know, waving your little handkerchief, wearing your big hat, and looking for Mr. Wonderful. But you're at the highest point, which is fine. They see you, but you are not accessible to them because they're down on the ground.
Again,
this is a safety issue.
Yes.
It's easier to look cute and to be cute from afar and yet not allow anyone to get close, because it's the fear of intimacy, which is the fear of vulnerability, which means, uh-oh, they might really see me for who I am. If I take off this beautiful hat, they won't like my hair. If I take off my gloves, they won't like my nails. I mean, you know, it's like it goes on and on. So through Creator, would you like to know how to, and what it feels like to love yourself for who you are, as you are?
Yeah.
And to accept you for you, for the beautiful divine being that you were created to be. Okay, so let's ask for that to be done right now.
Okay.
And with the yawning is energy moving, and in theta healing, for the theta healers out there, yawning is part of it hugely, big time, big time. And the more you yawn, the more energy that's moving. So, and that is a fact.
Okay.
So, Melva, this will help to not only level the playing field within you, but it will now help to set a new foundation so that, first of all, you can attract like vibration and higher, and that you will attract someone who will equally share in the energies instead of hijacking your energies. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Got you.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
wonderful.
Thank you so much for calling. I love this question, because I think that the damsel in distress is a real archetype. You know, it really has. It's through history we have, you know, women who needed men. So it's interesting when you are the lowest energetically is when they feel worthy enough, or in a sense you are open for this energy to come towards you. And when you're not, you're in your power, and in a sense, I bet you feel like that repels men because you feel full and complete.
Yeah.
And so it's opposite. So actually what has happened is the opposite. You want it the other way. You want them to be attracted to you while you're in your power, while you're whole and complete. So I like this, because this is a big piece for women, especially, is looking for Prince Charming. And it was told to us, you know, through stories and throughout history, that some women mm-hmm. even have the right to choose their own husband. And so they were, you know, you could have some past lives that hold that still, is that I'm not, if I have too much, men won't love me. I won't be lovable. So, mm-hmm. You know, so energetically you pull yourself down so that they feel comfortable. And this happens a lot. This is really a very typical, you know, especially when you meet very powerful women who are very successful, this is the problem they feel they have, is that they're too powerful for men. That men are attracted to powerful women. But that's not true. I mean, and so they in a sense have already sealed the deal by that belief that, you know, because the truth is water and energy seeks its own level. So when you are in your power, if you can stay there long enough and then send out the beacon of energy that you are available, seeing yourself whole and complete, and seeing this as the beacon of who you are, then you will attract the same. So when you're in your power, when you say, I don't need anybody, when I'm not, yes, you actually, that's when you really would like someone, is when you are in your power. So let's erase that belief that you don't need anybody when you're in your power. Say, and that is when I would like to have equal. My energies is when I'm in my power. So just shift that belief, and I know everything will start to change from that point. Because it's okay. Just, again, it's like our inner dialogue is the producer of the play, you know?
Right.
So you have to see, well, I do say that, and when I say that, then no one sees me. And so, you know, and so then, you know, when things aren't working out, you just notice maybe you are more vulnerable to people around you when you aren't in your power. But that's not when you want to match somebody. That's not when you want to bring someone in. So just check that. And when you look in the mirror every day, I want you to look at yourself in your power. Just keep your focus on your eyes. And say to yourself, life loves me. I am lovable. And just say that when you brush your teeth. Fill that part of you up, that you are, that life loves you, you are lovable, you are in this powerful place. Because that's the belief that has to really shift for everything to change. But thank you so much for calling. And I'll put you on mute. Yeah, I'll put you on mute so you continue to listen, okay?
Okay. Thank God
you.
Bless.
Bye-bye. Right. God bless, love.
God bless you.
Yeah. You know, this is so wonderful because it really is all the situations of being the victim, of connecting, also being the savior. A lot of women have, I call it Mother Teresa syndrome.
They want to save.
You know, it's they feel, but that also is that if they don't help, they're not loved. If they're not in service, they're not loved. So they really have to, and so what they end up doing is being in a service relationship all the time. And that's depleting. You know, that's usually addictive relationships when, you know, the other person is doing something is obviously bad for them, but you stick it out because you have committed to this person to help them. You know, so there is a sense there. I'd love to see if anyone would call with that question. So we're going to start, let me just take the 616 number, and who are we talking to? Hi, you're in Heart and Soul, 61661. Who are we talking to? Hello? 661, you are in Heart and Soul. Hello?
Must be a bad cell phone connection.
Yeah, they definitely are there. Hello, you are in Heart and Soul. Well, I hear them. Hello? Hi. No. Okay. All right, then. Well, I couldn't get that, so I'm going to try it in a little bit down the road. But it is getting time to kind of close. It's already past, already an hour and 15 minutes. So I'd like to just put out there how you can reach Zoe and how you can connect with her if you'd like a longer session. You can reach her. Why don't you tell them, Joe, how they can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. First and foremost, you can go to my website. It's zoeniklaus.com. That's Z-O-E, N like Nancy, I-C-L-A-U-S, S-X-A-M.com. Also, you can send an email to me at zoe.niklaus@gmail.com. And feel free to either call me or text me. The area code is 310, number is 651-1545. Again, 310-651-1545. And you can also find me on Facebook. My fan page is called Get Zoeified. So there you go.
There you go. And if anyone would, I think we have one, we have a little more time if anyone would like to call in. That would be great, but if I can't get to you, then just call her direct and you can really have a more in-depth session. And if you'd like to reach me as well, you can just go through the Blog Talk Radio to Heart and Soul, and there's a click you can download any questions that you'd like us to talk about on the show, because next week is about wealth. And that is also a relationship. It's a relationship you have with money, a belief system that either puts you in where you have no issues or you have plenty. So we were just talking about past lives and how many lifetimes we have been very, very poor. And sometimes that particular energy comes in and is an underlining truth that, you know, if I spend this money, I won't have any more. So fear around being wealthy, or also you have to watch how you talk about money. If you have a negative feeling about somebody, like let's say Trump, he's a perfect example. One of my greatest teachers said, can you pick, if I want you to think of winning the lottery, and I want you to think of someone you feel is deserving in your life that wins the lottery, and how happy you would be. And you have to, and so, you know, you think about someone that really would be, it's so, I wish they would win. That would be so great if my mom won the money, because she's so poor. And you see her win, and you see her happy, and you're so thrilled for her. But now I want you to see somebody who has money win the lottery and still be happy for them. Because maybe they have the money, maybe now they would support the planet with the money. So you have to catch yourself in how you feel about money. If you can wish someone well who has money, then you're kind of opening the floodgates for it to find you. But if you have negative anything feelings about it, about someone having it, and they're this or that, it is definitely, spirit is not going to tune you into a frequency that you don't like. So that one really was a powerful tool, and I remember thinking, if, like, we were grown, my parents were very poor when they were little. So that was an interesting thing, to be raised by somebody who money was an issue. And once you can see a pattern that you followed and had come in through your family's belief about money, or not overspending, or, you know, saving, or actually overspending to the point where you are convinced you're not going to have it, so you never have it. So as soon as money comes in, you spend it on something, so you don't have it again. So it's really interesting. If you can really take a great look at this, the next show is going to be even more powerful for you, because we set the stage on looking at beliefs, on why you're limited in that particular area. Anything you have more about money that you have any feelings about, Zoe?
Yes, you know, money is an energy, as we stated, and in my background of the various healing modalities, money, the energy of money resides within the sacral chakra. And the sacral chakra is the reproductive area. And this is where all of our hopes, dreams, wishes, creativity, all of these beautiful things reside there. And so does the energy of money. And so in some of the healing that I've done for folks, facilitated where we use the theta healing, it's very interesting to not only do clearing of the chakras, but to also figure out, especially past lives, as you stated earlier, where did this come from? And even in this lifetime, how are these beliefs replaying, and where do we need to go to pull it, especially from the entire molecular structure? Again, money is energy, and the beliefs and the thoughts around it, even those little fleeting thoughts, those can manifest quickly. And so that's kind of what you were saying earlier. So that's what I would add to it, because our thoughts, again, our thoughts in general about anything, but especially with money, those thoughts matter, because they do manifest. They do find a way to surface and create. And, you know, for all the times people say, oh, I hate money, I just can't stand dealing with it. Well, you know, the universe hears that and then answers your prayers in, in the way that you want to have. So,
and why would the universe, that's what you have to see. Why would the universe give you what you hate? It's not, they will not do that for you. They love you. So if you hate money, or if you're afraid of money, or if you think of wealthy people as rotten, what do they call them? Rotten scoundrels or whatever, and have a real label that you've put on them, then, of course, you will not go there. Energetically, it is already X'd out for you. So you really, let's just clear away that, you know, this is about relationship with money. So, but if we can start, and I believe that if we can start to have better relationship with ourselves and our worthiness and the abundance of our spirit, let it out, let it be shiny. You know, show up in the world in your beautiful, vibrant self, then you are the beacon to everything divine, and prosperity is your divine right. So I love that, you know, and also, you know, for those that are on a spiritual journey, I hear it all the time, money and spiritual and being a spiritual being doesn't match. You know, you have to be poor to see God. Well, you know, that I don't know where that came in, but that is a belief that I hear a lot with healers and people, you know, believing that money is going to stop them from attaining enlightenment. You know, I've spent a lot of time in India with a guru who is extremely gifted by many people around the world. But what he did was very interesting. When someone would give him a car, he would use it for a couple of years, and he would bless it every day. And he would bless the car, and then within another 2 years, he would give it back to the person who gave it to him. And so, nothing he ever possessed, he ever owned. Very interesting way of you know, of looking at things, is that, you know, he appreciated it. He took the gift, but he never became the car, in a sense, or the, I mean, he was driving beautiful cars from all around the world. People would send him things, and if he had no need for it, he would give it back. And I remember thinking, that is, when you have enough in your spirit, then you can receive things at this higher frequency and vibration with such gratitude, but you know that it's not yours to possess. You know, it's to be given. And that, to me, is a whole shift of consciousness, that, you know, we can attain the prosperity that's necessary so that we can be in service at such a higher level. You know, it's not just for our own need that we're asking for. And so I always think anytime I've ever asked for, you know, to win something, and I always win. And it comes in, and I thank it, and I give it to those who are in need. So I really feel like we have that capacity as spiritual beings to attract what it is we need, so that we can take it in, use what we need, and then give it back out into the ethers, into the world. So it is how you look at it. It's, to me, this is what this wonderful show is about, is to really check in to patterns that you can see are happening. So please listen to the archives. This is, and also share this show with your friends, because next week is going to be a wonderful week too. So be a part of the show. Put it on your calendar. And also, we will let you know if you just like us when the show will be coming up. So anything else you'd like to, for the closing though?
I just would like to thank everyone for calling in tonight and listening. And if you would like to receive any more Theta Healing or would like to try it for a first time, feel free to just go to my website. And also for everyone to remember that relationships start within us. And it does take some time to do our own inner healing. And time, does it have to take forever? No. It takes the time of stopping and visiting ourselves and looking at those places and identifying where we think we might need to have some changes made, shift our beliefs, shift our perspective, and just do a little bit of energetic cleanup, do the spiritual cleanup, the energy cleanup, do whatever is necessary, just like one of the callers earlier. Moving through those energies from the past so that you can move forward, whether it's the friendships or the relationships. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I love it. So on that note, we're going to say goodnight, and please tune in for the next show. It will probably be on Tuesday at 8 o'clock, so we're trying to kind of set a pattern here, a good one.
Uh-huh.
And thank you again, everyone, for listening, and blessings to everyone, and have a glorious week, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye, Zoe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.